This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. It's 7:49 a.m, Friday the 14th of August, and Malaysia is releasing data on our second quarter GDP growth later this morning. And I think, as Vishnu Varathan of Mizuho Bank said yesterday, the writing's on the wall, right? It's pretty much a foregone conclusion that we're going to see a contraction.
According to Bloomberg, economists have a consensus average of negative 10%. We did manage positive GDP growth in the first quarter, I think just before the MCO. The lockdowns, scraping by with 0.7%, but of course the brunt of the impact of movement restrictions which were imposed from mid-March to early June will be felt in, on Friday.
So for some insights into what to expect this morning, we're speaking with Julia Goh, Senior Economist with UOB Malaysia. Julia, thank you so much for joining us. Now, we know GDP growth is expected to weaken since most sectors would have seen steep declines in activity during the MCO period. But what are your expectations here?
Good morning. So if we impute the double-digit declines across all the key economic sectors like services, manufacturing, mining and construction, I think we should expect at least a double-digit decline for second quarter GDP. And we think it could be around 18% year-on-year, meaning 18% decline compared to the second quarter of last year. So the drop in second quarter GDP is likely to be larger than the previous record decline of 11% back in 1998. And I don't think it should be a complete surprise when we think about the extent of the impact of the MCO on both demand and supply.
Now, earlier this year, Bank Negara projected GDP growth of negative 2% to 0.5% for 2020. Now, that's likely to be revised. What are your expectations for the year at this point?
So we think that GDP should have seen the deepest contraction in the second quarter. And since the reopening and recovery of the sectors and the economy, ever since the MCO was relaxed in May, we expect that the GDP should gradually improve in the second half and perhaps even show a positive growth by the fourth quarter, assuming that we can continue to keep the infection curve flat. So based on that trajectory, we are inclined to keep our full-year projection for 3.5% decline this year, which is more conservative compared to Bank Negara's estimates.
What sectors are you expecting to lead recovery? I mean, what comes to mind is the rubber gloves.
Well, there are actually a lot of other sectors. Thankfully, Malaysia's exports are diversified. So we have seen the manufacturing sector rebound in June. It showed a positive growth. And we think it's because of the ramp up of production to fill the backlog of orders. And aside from rubber gloves, we also see higher production of food products, electrical electronics, medical equipment, pharmaceuticals, iron steel, wood products and plastics. Another good sign is, of course, the CPO output production has continued to expand in July. Technology and communication sectors, actually, they were the only sub-services sector that expanded in the second quarter. And we think that that sector should also continue to do well. And aside from that, also pick up in domestic travel and vehicle sales because of the tax incentives. And I think also logistics and transport should recover as the exports pick up.
And Julia, the government has announced that it is going to be extending the loan moratorium, albeit in a more targeted fashion. Do you expect this, amongst other measures, to sufficiently buoy consumption?
I think the targeted moratorium would help to relieve the burden for those who are still unemployed and those who are continue to be affected by the pandemic. It could help to support consumption, but not necessarily stimulate it, because I think to strengthen consumption, the recovery needs to be strong enough to see more jobs created, unemployment coming down, and also wages rising again.
So the government had tabled the COVID-19 bill. What other measures might the government still be able to consider given the current fiscal pressure?
I think going forward, it could be perhaps more targeted measures at this juncture. The fiscal measures have been progressively implemented and some have also been extended until December, including like the hiring and training incentives, electricity discounts. And the grants, soft loans and tax incentives have actually not been completely utilised yet. And we also have some tax incentives to attract FDI that carries through to 2021. So I think given that, you know, recent indicators are suggesting that a recovery is underway, perhaps it's good to wait and continue to implement the existing measures and see how things go. You know, we could be in this pandemic for a long haul. So it's good to also keep some of our reserves and ammunition in case that things, you know, continue for, or the downturn, another downturn comes through.
Now, on that note, Julia, I think apart from another wave of infections, what are the other risks to Malaysia's economy for the rest of the year and maybe even 2021?
I think key risks, I think a lot of it also is external related. This includes the geopolitical tensions, you know, protectionism that could impact trade and technology developments, especially if, you know, we are trade dependent, how we source our inputs, who we sell to. Of course, another event risk to watch is the US elections in November. And of course, I think on our minds are also commodity prices. Commodity prices have proven to be very volatile and not necessarily attached to fundamental drivers in certain periods. And because of its volatile nature, I think it can pose risks to inflation and interest rates. We don't want it to go up too high, but we also don't want it to come down too low as well, given that we are dependent on commodity exports.
Now, Julia, very quickly, do you expect any more rate cuts from BNM this year?
We have penciled in another rate cut, another 25 basis point rate cut. But I think we are close to the end of the cycle. You know, we interest rates are at record low. So, you know, if there is a cut, perhaps just one more, we think, and it could possibly be in September.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Julia. That was Julia Goh of UOB Malaysia giving us her thoughts on the GDP numbers that are expected out today. Now, her estimate for the full year is a 3.5% contraction. So that's a slightly more conservative than the Bank Negara projection. And Julia and UOB have also penciled in another rate cut that they're expecting in September.
She's expecting a recovery in fourth quarter, but I guess, you know, we can never be too optimistic. Much depends on keeping the COVID-19 situation under control. And also we have to think what happens if we do open the borders. Would that even increase our risk of the COVID-19 virus?
Yeah, the pandemic is here to stay. Whether even if we contain it, there's going to be external factors here at play. And beyond that, we've got geopolitics. It is going to be a tricky time, but hopefully we do see the demand start to recover in the next few months.
Yeah, and of course, it's also all eyes on the government to see whether their measures will continue to buoy the economy. The COVID-19 bill is, of course, the most recent measure. We're asking you as well on the BFM Twitter account whether or not you have an issue with the tabled COVID-19 bill. We've had 74 votes so far. Do continue to let us know what you think. But we're about to head into the 8 o'clock news bulletin right now. And after that, we're having the breakfast grill where Kusu Chuan will be speaking with Thomas Knudsen, CEO of Toll Group. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.